the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 283 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of June 1st, 2021. This week, the captain gets crunched, it's time for dual disappointment, and we blow it out our ass.
Cock!
I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Sup? You know, I actually tried to screw you up when you were doing the intro, and I yelled cock really loud, but Discord's noise suppression cut it out, so you just plowed right fucking through it.
I did.
So when you edit this, you're going to hear a really loud, clippy cock.
Oh, I'm peppering that in throughout the pot, the episode now. And CJ.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Yep. Cock is going to be the new ka-chow.
Yep.
It would have made that movie completely different.
Cock-chow.
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 Yeah. The worst thing to feed your dog.
Yeah. It sounds like a Chinese dish.
Yeah. Can I get the cock-chow, please?
Can I get a pint of the cock-chow? That'd be great. So we'll start off like we usually do with
some racism.
I'm playing butt trumpets, apparently.
You are playing butt trumpets.
How
Dom,
is it?
You got some stuff. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I just.
All right
up the butthole.
I'm not playing anything. I just wanted to follow up on something last week. We had our fast food tier list, and I forgot to mention about this ongoing saga that I have in my life. It's been happening for about a year now. So there is somebody in California named Dan Sculpini. I don't know this person. I am assuming, because listen, my last name is not normal. I've never met a Sculpini that I was not related to. So I'm assuming that I'm related to this dude in some way. I have never heard of him. And I don't know what his email address is, but he also doesn't know what his email address is. So he thought that it was dsculpini@gmail.com like mine is. So he signed up for Little Caesars. And he orders Little Caesars on a not a regular basis, but a more regular basis than is healthy for someone to eat Little Caesar's pizza.
And regular enough to be worried
more
about.
More than once, once in a lifetime?
It's at least once a month, I'd say.
That's not. Ugh. I don't think that's terrible.
It is Little Caesars.
It is, because it's gross.
Now
again,
I thought about.
He is on the West Coast, though.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean,
I looked him up,
some leeway.
And I found out where he lives. I mean, I know where he lives because I have his I have his like delivery information here. I thought about texting him or calling him. And
oh my
being
god!
Like,
right, you would have his phone number.
Yeah, and being like, dude, stop. But it's kind of funny at this point that I just
I
get.
Wonder if he's always, I wonder if he's ever been like. I wonder where my receipts are for those.
He probably is. He's probably just like.
Can you text him pretending to be Little Caesars?
Oh, I should. I can download that text now app and like make a fake phone number and pretend to be Little Caesars. I should do that. It's funny because like,
we didn't get your payment from last time. Please send us a gift card.
He gets like order confirmations with his order number. It's like, when you come pick up, please give this number, which he clearly never has. And at some point, Little Caesars got to be like, dude, why do you never have your fucking order number? But it's funny to me, like, I just get emails, and then I'm like, ooh, what did Dan order today? So I forgot to mention this because, I forgot to mention because it hadn't happened in a while, but he ordered food again this past Friday. So Friday night, ooh, nice. He ordered Little Caesars, and he ordered extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni for $9. It is 3,030 calories, by the way.
Oh my god.
Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni at 2180 calories for $6.50. Little Caesars is a bargain, apparently.
Little Caesars is a bargain, but it is the worst food in the world.
Yep. Two Buffalo Caesar wings, one custom thin crust pizza with jalapeno peppers, bacon, and smoky ham. And he spent $42.15 at Little Caesars.
And he got like a fucking dump truck worth of food. soon.
And like, it's just funny to me that like, how did you not know your own email address? Like, so he,
it's probably like D.A. Sculpini, and it's he possible. Forgot the A.
So when I looked him up, I did find what his email address is, and it is mine, but at a different domain. So I was like, you really fucked up if you managed to think that it was Gmail instead of whatever else his real domain is. So...
CompuServe.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up because I did forget to mention it last week, but it really just, at the first time I was like, what is this? And then I was looking at it and I was like, who the hell is Dan S? And then like the second time I was like, all right, again. And then the third time I was like, all right, this isn't a fucking coincidence. So I started, I basically just Googled Dan Sculpini, and in the city and state out west that he lives in, and I found him and like his address and his phone number and his email address and stuff, and I was just like, so this guy just doesn't know what his email address is and just keeps sending Little Caesars receipts to my email.
You can send like fake coupons to his address.
Oh my god, I might just
Little
like
Caesars.
Yeah, I might just like start loading him up with shit.
And then they're like really confused that he's trying to use these coupons online or in the store.
Yeah, I'm gonna make up like a booklet of new receipts and be like, introducing Big Caesars, and send him all these fake coupons for Big Caesars, and have him go to Little Caesars and be like, yeah, can yes, I get please. The Big Caesar pizza? And they're gonna be like, what are you talking about? And be like, I mean, have this coupon that you mailed to me.
I mean, they're fucking names for pizzas are dumb enough.
I know. Yeah. The extra biggest, most bestest. Most, come on.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Can I get the extra most bestest cock chow pizza, please?
Oh my god. So go order Little Caesars for yeah. No,
go
don't
order
do
Little
that.
Caesars and send the fucking emails to me.
Dom's playing with his emails and someone in his family.
Yep.
So CJ, what are you playing?
So continuing on all the things that I've been doing over paternity leave, I kind of wanted to talk about the streaming gaming services. So I've already talked about how I've used Luna. I've talked about how I've used Stadia. And while I was away, I got a chance to use xCloud. I got invited to the xCloud beta for iOS devices and everything. I used it on my phone. I use it on my iPad. I use it on my computer. And I've kind of already talked to you guys about this a little bit, and I feel like it's a bit of an unpopular opinion, but xCloud was the worst for me of the three services when it came to connection quality and latency. And I'm not entirely sure why. And to me, I'm not going to say it has anything to do with the fact that it was in beta. All three of them are technically in beta. None of them are. Maybe Stadia, you could say, is not in beta, but Luna was in beta when I used it. And the thing that impressed me most was just like how fast everything loaded. And that's really the thing that I'm getting at. You know, it's one thing if it's like the latency is a little bit down. I'm like, okay, maybe it's my wireless. I'm using a wireless, you know, connection. And I can live with that. The thing for me that really pissed me off the most was how long it took to load games. And that was something that was weird for me because I was so amazed at how quickly games on Stadia and Luna loaded and just how like forever it took for me to launch a game on xCloud.
Yeah, so this
and
is again, something like, that I talked about like a few weeks ago because I did a little bit of a review for xCloud also, and I brought that up too. I was just like, and PlayStation Now is similar on the PC where like it takes so long to load a game and I don't understand it. Like what server are you running this off of that it takes so fucking long to just load the game? It was wild.
Yeah. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, where are you hosting this from that? Like, I get that things are in beta and maybe you're trying to prioritize like the connection to like knock down the latency. But if I'm launching a game and it takes me like a couple of minutes to launch a game, that's kind of ridiculous. And like,
but not only that, xCloud on PC is locked to 720p. So like that double doesn't explain why it takes so long to load. If you're, if you're playing something at 720p, how can you not deliver that to me immediately? Yeah. 720p, 30 frames per second, and you can't deliver that to me like in an instant? That's crazy.
Yeah, there's something weird there. I really don't get what it is. But the thing is, like, as far as I had a little bit of issues with controller latency, which I'm not going to fault them right now at. The thing about for me is, and I feel like, again, this doesn't matter much. I didn't use a Luna controller, so I don't know about like their direct wireless connection. Mm-hmm. I did use a Stadia controller, which was a direct wireless connection. And that felt really nice. Stadia controller always, as far as the connection went, it felt really nice. But for like both Luna and Microsoft xCloud, I used a DualShock controller.
Yeah.
And like again, like it's kind of in most cases it's emulating
right
an Xbox controller. So yeah,
they might have been penalizing you for using DualShock, so they're just like, fuck your game.
Which they shouldn't, because it's listed on their website as an accepted controller.
But
so
I
they can go fuck themselves.
I have the Xbox One controller, and if you're wireless running that Bluetooth, even aside from xCloud, any game you play, there's noticeable mm-hmm. latency, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I wire my controller in. And I was playing some games. So there were, I played like Steep at first, and I couldn't tell if yep. there was latency, because I don't know how Steep works. Like, I don't know how it plays or anything. So I played The Messenger, which I know how that plays because I played the hell out of that game, and it's like precise jumping platforming. And even with a wired controller, I noticed lag.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's just like pure connection to the servers, because at first, the first time I tried it, I noticed a lag, but I was, first of all, sitting outside on my laptop with the controller Bluetooth, so I was like, of course, like, that's like, you know, lag central, that's of course yeah. there's going to be lag there. But then I played wired to my desktop, that is Ethernet wired to my router directly, and still like noticeable,
still fucked.
Yeah, noticeable yeah. lag when I tried to jump in a game. And it's just like,
yeah,
I agree, like I know that Microsoft will figure this out eventually, but
sure.
at the same time, it feels a little bit like Nintendo to me, where it's like, why does your first impression always have to be the bad one? Like,
yeah.
why can't you just release something good right from the beginning, instead of releasing something and then being like, ah, don't worry, it'll be good eventually. Just like, do it right first and yeah. stop fucking with me.
Exactly.
The thing is, Microsoft will eventually get it right. Nintendo will never get it right with online yeah. shit.
In fact, Nintendo might make it worse.
yeah.
They might do it on purpose. So
yeah.
you don't. I'm almost positive they do it on purpose so you don't use online
it
shit.
It genuinely feels like Nintendo intentionally discourages you from using their online services.
yeah. So they don't have to support that shit
yeah.
and can just be like, oh, we're just offline. Shit now.
Go back to your couch.
Yeah. And the load times isn't just you. It seems across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like load times is pretty bad with xCloud.
Yeah. I was playing MLB The Show mm-hmm. because I can't play it on my PC.
Yeah.
It's not available on Game Pass. And that's the other thing that kind of like pissed me off. I was like, so wait, I can stream games as if I had an Xbox, but I cannot get these same games on Game Pass through my PC.
Yeah, me and TJ were talking about that. It's something with sports games where they just like EA Play is available with Game Pass too. So we were playing
yeah.
NHL on my Xbox, but that's not available for PC either. There's something with sports games that they don't put them on PC, and
weird.
I don't know what it is, because it's not
yeah.
like, oh, Game Pass doesn't allow it. Like, the game's not available on PC at all. You know, you can't even buy it for PC. So there's just something weird about sports games that they don't allow PC. It's a mod
thing. I think
it's
a hacking thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it could
be. It's a hacking thing.
Because
they're so competitive, those games.
Yeah. And, you know, any sense of, you know, little minor advantage can really throw off the entire balance of competitive
yeah.
online games. But, like.
And also, they sell a lot of stuff out of those games.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the
yeah.
soccer games and shit. They have like packs and shit. So
yeah, the
like,
soccer games are insane. And my EA account actually got hacked. That was the weirdest hack ever. The dude got my account, bought one of the soccer games or something, like, but used his own credit card. through my account.
What the hell?
Because I didn't have one linked or anything. I'm just like, what's going on? I like messaged them up and they're like, yeah, they didn't use your like account information or anything. They just hacked your account. I'm like, all right, can you just like make sure this doesn't happen again? Like, yeah, sure.
They're just like, we can't.
Yeah, don't fuck yourself.
We're EK.
Yeah.
We can't do anything.
The only thing
you.
That would have been better is if that guy emailed you and apologized for buying an EA game.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
and
to
then
that.
He went out and got an email because he bought Caesars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caesars. Yeah. I'm fucking up bad. I'm sending EA games to your account. I'm sending Little Caesars to this other dude.
I knew it. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to see like what happens with these. And I think the thing for me, the xCloud is nice because I don't have an Xbox, so I can play all those extra games like, yeah. That other people, you know, that I couldn't play that aren't available on PC. So,
yeah, I think that it's going to get good when they are getting ready to release it for Xbox. So yeah. When the app is coming out for Xbox, that's when I think it's going to take off and everything. Yeah. Most of the problems will be fixed. I am very, very concerned, though, that when it comes to Xbox, they're still going to just be like, 720p is fine for you. And I'm just like, nah, like at least 1080p yeah. me. But like, you've got, you know, what's the point of
1080p
having
me, daddy?
Yeah. Like, what's the point of having the Series X and stuff if you and like a good TV setup if you can't play in 4K? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know, make me play like it's 15 yeah. years says ago.
Says the guy with the TV box behind him.
It's too big to fit anywhere else. It just came today.
Hey, me too.
Once you saw that beautiful picture.
Yeah, just hey, that Animal Planet thing that you had on looked fucking breathtaking. Yeah.
You and me, baby. And
just so everyone knows what we're talking about, because no one can see this. I ordered a 4K TV and it finally came in today. So we set it up and I was like, what's the first thing you gotta watch in 4K? And of course it's fucking Our Planet on Netflix, because yeah. like anything, you know, whether it's Planet Earth or any of that stuff, always looks better than anything else in the world. So I just put on Our Planet and it was like, you know, penguins and whales and shit, and like the picture is fucking great. And we were both just yeah. like, oh my God. It like, looks so good. So I just been like fucking around with different things in 4K and seeing what looks great. So
loading
far, everything.
Every game in your library.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. See that, like, the new projector that I got is an HD projector, and I was testing everything out and I was like, well, what do I test on like an HD projector? And it's the exact same thing. I was like, all right, let me go to Netflix and see what's on there. I don't know if Netflix was just like bad that day, but I could not get it to like
really
buffer well. And it looked awful. Like it was really blurry and everything. Like you could barely read. And I'm like, maybe it's the projector. Maybe it's bad. And then I went to Disney Plus and turned on like one of their nature documentaries. Uh-huh. And I was like, shit, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, maybe Netflix is having problems. I started watching Avengers earlier, the first one, because that's still to this day like one of the best looking movies I've ever seen. And
yeah.
my God, in 4K with HDR and everything, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I would suggest, it's interesting. Disney Plus has these like, I don't know what they're called. They're like cityscapes almost.
Okay.
And it's literally just like, I think like an hour long of like cities at night, you know, I'm just watching cars go by.
That's
or like an hour of like
alley.
A beach.
I want to watch that shit.
Yeah. It's just like an hour of an each at like a beach where like, just like literally just set up this projector. So it's like, I've got it on the biggest thing. It was like 120 inch screen technically in my living room. And like, you know, we're just on the couch eating popcorn, just like watching cities go by at night. Yeah. Like there's just music in the background.
See, that's
like,
definitely something
great.
To check out too, because like the HDR on this TV, like the color gamut is so good that like the black colors are really black and the white colors are really white. So like seeing, what I also did is I put on the Notorious dark episode of Game of Thrones. The one that looked horrible on everyone's TV. And even during the day with the sun coming through the windows pointing at the TV, like you could tell it looked amazing. Like all of the,
that's good. That's
like
awesome.
The ghosting and like the fuzzy dark picture and like the blue that you get when things are too dark, like not there. Like the resolution on it and like the colors that you get are just so fucking good. So have to say, I've been a Vizio guy for a long time, but Samsung TV is really good. And I just found out because I have my Samsung phone. Didn't even think about it. But it was like setting up the TV from my phone because it's like just Samsung pair. Apparently, I can tap my TV with my phone and it will cast whatever is on my phone to my TV instantly.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck? So I'm going to try to play with that sometime. I'll just like put some porn on and walk by and like just run away.
Fuck you guys.
So which one would you recommend, CJ, out of speaking of porn, would you recommend of xCloud, Stadia, Luna?
Based on all the three services and like thinking about everything, I would never recommend Stadia, first off.
I don't think anyone would.
Unless you really like Ubisoft games. Yeah. Unless you really like Ubisoft games and like just want to like pay for that.
And don't have a PC, Xbox, and don't have a PC, PlayStation, fucking Switch.
Yeah. Luna, I haven't kept up on to see like how many games have been added. Like, I would still recommend xCloud purely for Game Pass, you know?
Right.
Like, as much as the thing is, like, if you have a computer and like you want to do that, or even like on your phone or whatever, I would go with xCloud just purely because of Game Pass. Besides that, I think it really doesn't matter. Luna and Stadia to me are exactly the same. It just depends on what games you want to play. But they're just way too limited on the games that you can play for me. So,
and again, like we said, xCloud will likely figure it out.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be just as good as Stadia and Luna service wise, but then you'll have all of the good games that you actually want to play.
Yeah. And I will be
for cheaper.
And I will be the happiest person if and when a like dongle for my TV comes out for xCloud.
That would be awesome.
So I can
awesome.
Just plug that in exactly like Stadia and Luna are and stream games to my TV.
That'll eventually come out, but I have to say I would bet money that it will be more expensive than a Stadia and Luna dongle.
Yeah, but again, if it's a one-time cost and Game Pass, to me it's worth it compared to the other two.
And Microsoft last year kind of teased that they were going to do that. So
they did, yeah.
I don't know what they're thinking, but I would expect between $60 and $100 for it.
Honestly, I'd be
it's worth it.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Microsoft, Dom, you got some nerd news?
I do. So Microsoft and Bethesda have co-announced that they are hosting their E3 event on June 13th, which is a Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that'll be 1 p.m. Eastern time and 6 p.m. BST. I don't know what that is, but that's further than GMT. No, that should be GMT. So basically UK
before
should be
standard time.
Yeah.
it's British summer time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference between BST and GMT?
It's probably like a daylight savings time thing for them.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. When daylight savings time rules are not in use, the UK is on GMT, which is Greenwich Mean Time, which is standard time. The daylight savings period is called British summer time. 1 hour ahead of GMT.
That's crazy. I never knew that. Hey, you learn something new every day. So for you UK folks, 6 p.m. BST. They're going to be, so it's not just a strictly Bethesda showing. It's going to be all of Xbox Game Studios, Bethesda, and then it says many game creators from around the world. So basically all of like the 40 different studios that Microsoft owns now that haven't put out any games over the past few years. They're going to be doing a 90-minute showcase on June 13th. They're the only two things that I've seen so far at all. One of the content creators from Microsoft put out a promo image of a lot of Halo, like updated Halo Infinite character models and stuff. And like, you know, this little cool Halo image. So I have to imagine that we're getting a Halo Infinite update. It would be an absolute bomb if we didn't, because that game was supposed to be out 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Yeah. That game was supposed to be out. So they've got to show that, and we have to get a solid release date that actually gets stuck to. Don't count on that, but that's important.
Nope.
I heard that there's a rumor that Bethesda might be showing off some actual, was it Starfield?
Yeah, Starfield.
Starfield information, because the only thing we've seen from Starfield so far is like the little teaser that they showed at E3, I think 2 years ago, which was basically just like, here's the logo. Like, that's the new IP that we've got coming out.
Yeah.
And that's,
if they don't, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Because what else could Bethesda be showing
exactly
besides Deathloop?
Yeah, they're gonna show Deathloop again
Which they've already, they've already shown
also
before.
Like,
so
it would be really weird if they were partnering with Microsoft to show Deathloop, which is a PlayStation timed exclusive to start with.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be kind of counterintuitive to what they're doing. But they might show the Xbox portion of it because it was a PS exclusive and now it's just timed. So it will be coming to Xbox eventually. But
Starfield
it's
just
be
makes sense since it's got to be an exclusive for Microsoft. So
yeah, that's the one thing that we have confirmation of, but don't really have confirmation of. We have confirmation from industry sources that say that Starfield is a Microsoft exclusive. End of story. But we haven't heard that from Microsoft or from Bethesda. So it would be really smart of them to confirm that at this event and show us some gameplay and give us a release window. But it is Bethesda, so there's a chance that this comes out this year. Like, they could show this in 2 weeks and then just be like, by the way, this comes out in November, which I wouldn't be surprised with. It's the same thing they did with Fallout
before.
Yeah. They did it with Fallout 4. They probably did it with Fallout 76, so that sucked. But, like, you know, I was blown away by their ability to do that with Fallout 4 I never even knew Fallout 4 was coming out. Like, obviously, it's in development, like everything is, but, like, there was never any, like, talk of it and any real plans. And then all of a sudden, they drop a trailer and it comes out 5 months later. Like, that's the way to do things. And I still give them credit for that, even though I hate Fallout 4. Like, I give them credit for that reveal and that much secrecy behind it. And I would love to see that happen with Starfield. Get your first glimpse of it, your first gameplay, meet your first character, and then, you know, tell me it comes out by the end of the year. And, like, that could offset the inevitable Halo Infinite bomb that Microsoft is about to drop.
Yep.
But.
And make up for Fallout 76.
100%. Yeah. So.
And then also Ubisoft puts out stuff to the day before June 12th.
Yeah. That whole weekend, like 11, 12, 13, and the 14, 15th, probably like about a week is going to be constant. I think Nintendo has
like
one during that time.
Some of them are part of E3. Some of them aren't. It seems all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
It's getting to the point where I think like the E3 branding might just go away and it's just going to be like, you know, summer trailer time. Like, you know, every June, everyone's just going to drop all their shit is basically what's going to end up happening. So I'm excited for it. Obviously, I love I love E3 time because I love seeing all the new stuff. And I'm obviously looking forward to everybody else's too. Sony's always got, never mind. Sony usually has some really good stuff to show at E3, but I can't say always because there was that fucking one year where their big thing was like the PS Move. And then they showed shitty Harry Potter game that they're like, this is the big thing. And everyone's like, excuse me, what? Like that's what you're going to have. So every once in a while, somebody's got a bomb, but E3 time is always great because there's just so much cool shit coming out.
Yeah, but there's also the cringiest shit in the world because they get like, you know, celebs musicians to come out.
See,
and do
that's
shit.
To me, that's the good thing about not having it live. And I hope they never do it live again because it cuts down on a lot of the awkwardness because you always have some executive or PR guy or a developer even coming out on stage like screaming and expecting like this expecting like this crazy standing ovation and everyone's just like, all right, and like it's just so cringy and awkward and like if they take the time
to
pre-record
we're all there to watch gameplay footage and shit, not for some fuckhead from the top of Ubisoft to tell me, you know, what they've been doing this year. I don't give a shit.
And like Nintendo's been doing their Nintendo Directs for years. Everyone should just copy that format. Like they do it perfectly. Like, you know, a little introduction to a game, show the game, say when it comes out, do a little joke here and there. Like there's no need for all this big crazy stuff. I don't need Andrew WK coming out. Even though I love the whole thing with Keanu Reeves, we don't need to see that every year. Like, I don't need to see Ninja come out on stage and like do all this stuff. Just show me what games are coming out and then let me go to sleep.
Yeah. And if we do see Andrew WK, the real question is, which Andrew WK are we seeing?
So you buy into this whole Dave Grohl created Andrew WK.
I kind of do. It's one of my favorite conspiracy theories. And it feels like it sounds like something Dave Grohl said would say he would do, but not like he won't actually do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. What I love about it. Be like, oh yeah, Dave Grohl would totally do that just to fuck with people. But yeah. I don't know. That sounds like so much.
Yeah. I saw Dave Grohl trending on Twitter the other day. And obviously your immediate reaction is, uh-oh.
So, oh no. Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah. You know, it was another one of those like calling out Dave Grohl for being the nicest guy in the world. And I was like, he sons yeah. of bitches. You get me every time with him.
Meanwhile, Ellie Kemper was apparently the... Have you seen that yet?
I saw her trending and I saw something about her winning an award or something, but I didn't
happened? No. Apparently when Ellie Kemper was a teenager in, I want to say Chicago?
The movie or like the town?
No. The town or Illinois. I don't know. Apparently there's like this secret society that was created like a while ago. And they have like a debutante ball kind of thing. And she was basically voted like the queen of the ball. But the whole thing about the secret society that was created is that it has a lot of white supremacy issues behind
that
it.
That sounds about right.
So now it's kind of like, Ellie Kemper, why are you the queen of this ball and stuff like that? And
it just sounds like a new season of Kimmy Schmidt.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's what it fucking sounds like. But at the same time, like, you know, can you really fault her for, you know, growing up and basically, you know, she didn't choose that. She wasn't like, I'm going to join this fucking hooded Klan society. No, her parents forced her into that shit because they were probably forced into it when they were kids, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get the whole story on it. But when I first heard about it, I was like, this is ridiculous. This sounds like
the veiled prophet ball.
There you go. The veiled prophet ball. Yeah.
They refuse to allow black and Jewish people from joining.
Yep.
Great. That's
a good sign.
Yeah.
Good sign.
I remember how old she was when she was there, but
yeah.
Because there's like the Veiled Prophet, which is like a fake mascot for the secret society that they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I guess at this ball, the Veiled Prophet, whoever plays the Veiled Prophet, gets to choose a queen or something, or a bride, whatever it was, queen. And she was that queen 1 year. So
great. Well,
fun.
Kimmy Schmidt, don't do that.
No, don't do that. Let's take a quick break to line up pockets with that. We'll be right back. And we're back. Moving on from that to this. Some geek on, geek off. So Dom the other day, while I was happily working, sent me a message on Facebook with a link to Sonic announcements, and it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So a bunch of stuff came out for the Sonic Central stream.
And that's the thing, is I just, you know, was like, everyone should follow Nintendo Directs. So Sonic did. What they forgot to do, the one thing they forgot to do, was make a fucking good game.
So their announcements included announcing a new game is coming to the mainline, which that was it. They just announced that it was there.
We got it. You got to dive into a little bit more of that. It was like a 10-second trailer of Sonic's foot and then some random symbol. And then it said like 2022. And I was like, am I supposed to know what them symbol that is? Because no one knows. It is nothing. It's only, I mean, technically they didn't even tell you that it's a new mainline game. Everyone's just assuming, but like they showed fucking just nothing. And like, that was their big reveal.
There are leaks that it's probably going to be called Sonic Rangers.
Okay.
Rangers.
Which God knows, maybe it's
like Power Rangers.
Another expansion off of
Sonic
Forces.
Power Rangers. Crossover.
Oh Lord. They announced a remaster of Sonic Color. I have no idea what the fuck Sonic Color is.
You should look Sonic Colors up, because it's actually pretty cool. It's like one of the games that, it's not good, but it's not like, it's not Sonic Boom, it's not Sonic Forces, like it's not this like dog shit shovelware game. It's actually a it's actually a decent game. Kind of like Sonic and the Secret Rings was like pretty good, but you know, a solid game but not great.
Yeah. So they also announced that Sonic Origins, which is a compilation of Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles, and Sonic CD. No release date on that either.
Now I'm concerned about that, because I'm pretty sure I have that collection or something very similar on PS3. I had a Sega collection, and I think it had all of those games. So like,
oh,
what?
Yeah, probably.
Plus every other Sega game ever made. So like, what the fuck? Why would I buy it now? Yeah. Like, who gives a shit?
The Colors is going to release September 7th, and then everything else doesn't have release dates.
Yep.
There was a short, an animated short for Sonic Colors, which I don't understand.
They're creating like, it's like a Netflix companion show to Sonic Colors.
No, I think that's something different. Sonic Prime is going to be a Netflix show.
What the fuck?
That
I don't
was a completely
know.
Different thing.
I don't know. They both
Sonic
like shit.
Mobile game events.
Yes.
Sonic Forces Speed Battle receives Super Sonic as a character.
So I have a question. Sonic Forces is not just that Sonic Forces Speed Battle, because Sonic Forces, if I remember correctly, was that like furry simulator
character.
Yeah, the created character furry simulator that I really still want to play, because obviously like it's let's play gold, like it's primed for garbage, but it's still
apparently
like $60.
It's not bad either.
Yeah, it's still like $60 on Steam though, and I'm like, I'm not gonna pay that for literally a joke.
Also, Sonic games will now come to the Epic Game Store. PlayStation Now and Amazon Luna will be getting Sonic games. Sonic cameos as well. Sonic will be appearing in Two Point Hospital. And the greatest thing that they showed was you were able to dress up as Sonic in Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
Oh, finally.
Which is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
The important thing here to know, there's two important things to know. One, it is Tokyo Olympics 2020 coming out in 2021 because the Olympics was canceled. Yeah. And instead of just rebranding it 2021, they're just going to stick with that. You don't like play as Sonic. You play as a regular person in a like stuffed, like felt Sonic mascot suit.
Yeah, so a furry. You're a furry.
You are a furry.
You are a furry. Yeah.
So you are a full-sized human, and the suit legitimately looks like a mascot suit. Like, words don't do it justice. You have to see this thing because it, and that was what they opened with. It's like, it would be embarrassing if it wasn't so funny.
When you're running, there's a fire trail behind you as well. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, what the
when you're
fuck?
Doing hurdles with actual humans and playing ping pong and like all this shit, like throwing a javelin in a shot put. Like, what? Why?
It's just hilarious to watch that trailer for it, just because it's so out of fucking place. It kind of looks like Sonic before they redid him for the movie.
Right.
Like, before they redid him to look actually decent. It's, like, way too, like, his legs and arms are too long and just weird.
Yeah, it's
I
really
mean, just
funny.
A dude wearing a suit.
Yeah, we've been doing this podcast for 6 years now, and I think one time we've had good news about Sonic, and it was probably when Sonic Mania came out, and I was like, this game is actually good.
Mm-mm. It was when you guys reviewed the movie.
That's true, yeah. Oh, yeah, the movies. The movie's great. Right. So that's it. We've had good news once.
Yeah. Apparently Sonic 3 and Knuckles will also be coming widescreen.
Okay. Yay.
Like, the announcements they made was a very tiny teaser for a game that they didn't put any information on, and then just a bunch of crap.
It was just funny because, like, they built this up like it was going to be something and, like, announced this Sonic Central. And you're like, what's Sonic Central? They should have just tweeted this fucking 9-minute video and been like, here's all the new Sonic stuff coming out for the next 6 years.
And everyone's like, what about Adventures? Like, just come up with Sonic Adventures remakes. Like,
right?
What the fuck?
Or make Sonic Adventure 3. Come on.
Yeah. I just don't understand why any of this existed. And it was just, again, go look up the video for the Olympic Sonic, because it is just 100%. Hilariously out of place.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth it.
Oh, God. So, moving on to some games. James. So we played a game last week of fast food, and we were thinking of other ones we could do, and I think CJ came up with cereal.
Yeah, I said I can't believe we haven't done cereal. Like, I feel like cereal is a big one, and we haven't done it.
Most of our early to mid 20s probably lived off of cereal for a while.
Yes.
I still do because I do love cereal.
I'm a
milk connoisseur. So let's do a tier list for cereals.
I
don't know how to categorize these.
Yeah, it's to the point where you might as well just start like naming cereals and just be like, okay, where do we have this?
I feel there's some natural progressions of cereals.
Yeah, like all of the Cheerios should go together. Like,
yeah,
the health, oh, well, quote unquote, healthy cereals.
The healthy cereals. Yeah.
Let's go. Damn it. Oh, wait.
Did you just lose your list?
No, I need a new tab, an incognito tab. Because I'll just go by.
You know, we're recording right now. You can't take your pants off.
Zip.
Put it away,
like
TJ.
I'm wearing pants with zippers on them. I'll just do it by the order they have, alphabetical order. So starting off strong with some Apple Jacks. Where you guys got Apple Jacks?
Solid B.
It's a D for me.
Oh, I am S.
You're gonna hate
S,
me
baby.
For this
I
list,
love
I'm
me some I got some Apple Jacks. Yeah. I'm staring at a box of Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks
right
are just like a good old fashioned cereal, and they haven't changed much since we were kids.
Yeah.
No. And I don't think they're ever big enough to like warrant having to do like the healthy approach. Well, they're just like, fuck it.
I think the healthy approach would just be throw the box away. It's literally all sugar.
Yeah.
So why D, CJ?
You're going to see this a lot with. So every, I was, all right.
I was abused as a child.
Every cereal from.
With a box of Apple Jacks.
Yeah. Every cereal on my list from D up, I would eat. I would gladly have a bowl of that if it was around. But I've listed them specifically in like if they were all available to me, what order would I like eat them in, basically?
Yeah.
And for me, I realized I just don't reach for fruit flavored cereals that often. I like Apple Jacks. I'll gladly eat them if they're in front of me. But like, you know,
yeah, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the thing. Is like, ones. I had trouble putting things in abomination because like there's almost no cereal that I just won't eat.
Oh,
but
I
put some things in there and I have reasons for all of my abominations. There's only a few, but like there's I'm with CJ. Like I will pretty much eat any bowl of cereal you put in front of me.
Exactly. Yep.
So Apple Jacks. Next up.
You said S, right, TJ?
Yes, I put S because I literally have a box of Apple Jacks staring at me.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably going to be the most polarizing cereal on this list. Yeah.
Well, the first one right off the bat.
Yeah, hold on. The real question is, so, and TJ's going to hate me, but also love me for this. Mm-hmm. What are you pouring into that cereal? If you're eating a bowl of cereal, what milk are you eating?
So we'll go over milks. I drink whole milk like a true blooded American. How about you, communist fucks?
I mean, I'm an adult, so I'll drink whatever, but I generally do skim milk. Now I grew up on 2%. I stopped drinking whole milk when I was about 9 months old, like everyone else.
So
I don't like putting butter in my cereal.
So, I don't like putting water with fucking cum food dye in it.
Bear with me on this. Because we constantly made fun of TJ for the fact that he
drank whole milk.
And I too grew up on 2%. My parents actually now drink 1%, I think, when they come over. My wife drinks 2%. And then, of course, when we had a kid, we bought whole milk to give to him. And I just started drinking the whole milk. And now I can't drink 2%. I can't do it.
You have
I
been can't. Converted. You're going to grow titties. Just,
I need the fat.
It's good. Yeah.
You need the fat. I realized that. I was like, oh my God, this just does taste like water. And I'm just like, damn it, TJ. Damn it, TJ.
I got you.
Fuck you. Fuck you so much.
All right, Tom. I just got to switch out your milks when you can only drink whole.
Yep.
Skim milk.
Probably drink the... So no one drinks 14% milk, so that's good.
Don't get me started on milk percentages.
Let's get some fat milk. is that what we invented like 3 years ago is fat milk?
Yeah, fat milk. And goat milk. Goat milk is ridiculously high. Like goat milk is higher than whole milk is.
Straight from the goat.
It's crazy.
Just
anyway.
Squirt right in your mouth. Mm. So, yep, again, drink whole milk with your cereal. Don't be
I should
a puss.
Have, oh, you know what I should have said? I should have said I exclusively, because my wife is breastfeeding, I exclusively drink breast milk with my cereal.
Oh, God, just
technically all milk
like
is breast
cow.
Milk.
That is true.
Cow boobies.
Yeah.
So moving on to, I don't even know what this is.
Our second Boop? Cereal.
The Boop. There's the ghost one.
Booberry.
You don't know Booberry.
I don't know. Oh, it's Booberry. Booberry. I can't Booberry. Read it from
yeah.
here.
So there, yeah, it's some of these are, I realize, yeah. So there's three we're going to have to go over on this list. There are more than three cereals in the Monster cereal lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I have never had Frankenberry or Booberry.
Same.
But
I've
I have
never
had
been interested.
Count Chocula, and not I gave that. It a solid C. So I like
not
Count Chocula.
Had either three.
I've never had but, any of the Monster series. I know all of them, but I've never eaten any of them.
Yeah.
Do you know all of them? There are two more that aren't on this list that only came came out in 2013 after being discontinued in like the 90s or the 80s or something. Well,
probably because of food dye that like gave you cancer or some shit.
They only had three of them on here?
Yeah, they only had three because there's only three currently in. Like, so first off, the Monster cereals are offered seasonally.
Uh-huh.
And Booberry is blueberry corn cereal with yep. marshmallows. Frankenberry is strawberry. And then Count Chocula is chocolate. And they all have marshmallows in it. There are two more fruit-flavored cereals. One is Fruit Brute.
Yeah, Fruit Brute's the one that I remember.
And
I don't know the other one.
Yummy Mummy.
Oh, no thank you.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, so Fruit Brute, they're both like frosted fruit flavored cereals, so they'd be really similar to like Fruit Loops or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the marshmallows were specific flavors, unlike the cereals now. It's just marshmallow flavored. So Yummy Mummy is like a just vanilla flavored marshmallows, but Fruit Brute specifically was lime flavored marshmallows.
So Fruit Brute was
lime.
That's lime. Disgusting.
Lime. That's gross. Lime.
Fruit Brute was in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
What the fuck is his name? The heroin dealer guy was eating it when Vincent came to his house when Mia was overdosing. But I've never heard of Fruity Mummy Yummy or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah. Yep. Fruity Yummy Mummy makes your tummy go yummy.
Nope.
Is that just a... A gay mom.
Yummy mom. I gotta get that gay mom cereal.
I gotta get that gay mom cereal. But yeah, I do like Count Chocula.
Never had it.
I've never had either of those three. Next up, Captain Crunch.
Regular or the Crunch Berries?
The regular kind.
Okay.
How many? There's three on here, right?
There's four on here.
There's four?
Four.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
there's
there is
five
that.
On here, actually.
There's five Captain Crunches? Okay.
Yep. Captain Crunch and Berries, whatever the fucking purple one is, the All Berries one, and then Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter,
purple
yeah.
one?
I don't know what the fucking purple one is.
Oh, that's cinnamon...
donut?
It's like cinnamon rolls or something like that.
No.
Churros. I don't remember. I've never had that one. Yeah.
I've never had
regular
I'm pretty sure it says, hold on. I'm pretty sure it says Sprinkled Donut Crunch.
Oh, maybe Sprinkled Donut Crunch. I might be way off. There is a churro
sprinkled,
cereal.
Yeah. Sprinkled Donut Crunch.
Never had that.
I've never had it.
Oops,
I remember this one.
So regular Captain Crunch, I have it A.
I have it S. I would eat the shit out of that even though it destroys the roof of your mouth. I again have a box staring at me right in my kitchen.
It's a good cereal. I give it a B. It's not my favorite, but I give it a B.
It definitely loses like a pointer here too, because it does destroy the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like every single time it just carves at the roof of your mouth and you're like, yes. Worth it. Dom, what'd you give it?
A.
You gave it an A?
Yep.
So A, S, A, B. Nice. Crunch Berries.
That's S.
I gave, I gave it a D.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like Crunch Berries in the
slightest. It's Captain Crunch plus other good stuff. That's why I put Captain Crunch at A, because Crunch Berries is better.
No,
I also gave it a D.
I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of the flavoring. I don't know what it is. I guess because it's just Captain Crunch with like fruit dye in it and shit. So I'm just like, eh.
Fruit flavored cereal is just not good. I'm sorry, guys.
Gay mom cereal seems good.
How about the donut crunch?
The never had. Sprinkled donut crunch. I remember the commercials for it. I've never had it.
I've never seen it.
I have seen it.
Probably people remember this. One is the Oops All Berries commercials that used to be out.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I put that in abomination.
I also did put it in abomination. I've tried it and it is fucking awful.
Jared yelled at me for that because I sent him my list because I needed it on my computer. So I sent it to him in my chat. So I had it here. And yeah, he was like, how dare you? And I was like, Oops All Berries is not good. Like it takes... Crunch Berries is delicious and all berries. Like if you don't have the Captain Crunch pieces, it's fucking gross.
Interesting.
It's the same. They both suck.
Yeah.
Peanut butter crunch.
I've never had it, but I feel like I would love it.
I put it in abomination.
I put it in B.
I'm not a fan of it. Peanut butter stuff to begin with.
Yeah.
And just adding it to a cereal I like.
Yeah.
Did not help in the slightest.
Peanut butter crunch is very good, CJ. You definitely would like it.
I probably would like it a lot. I like peanut butter cereals, so.
Moving on to Cheerios. We got three of those. Mm. Standard Cheerios. I got in D.
D?
That is, really? That is hotel, there is nothing left breakfast.
If I'm going to wake up and eat breakfast, I don't want to be sad. And that's what Cheerios does. It makes you sad.
Okay, so Cheerios is one of those cereals where it needs... stuff.
It needs to go in the garbage.
It needs like
yes.
I will agree that like, you know, like being in a hospital or something and getting like that like little plastic container with the rip top of Cheerios is just like this is cardboard. These are just little pieces of cardboard.
It's so bad that on the Cheerios box they show it with fruit in it to make it not gross.
Yeah. I mean that's what I do. I put bananas in it and it's like this is great.
Everyone puts stuff in it, but by itself, Cheerios is one of the worst flavors in the world.
If you gave me Cheerios with something in it, yes, I would put it more than a D. But if you gave me a bowl of Cheerios, I might ask you to leave my house.
Yeah.
Where did you get that fucking box of Cheerios? And B, why are you making breakfast for me? Get out of my house. How about, was it chocolate Cheerios?
I don't think I've ever had them.
I've had it. It's disgusting.
It is legitimately, potentially the worst cereal I've ever eaten.
Oh.
It is horrible.
Huh. It's like, take cardboard and then try to melt a chocolate bar over it, but the chocolate bar went bad 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's chocolate Cheerios
it's
for
fucking
you.
Awful. That is like, to me, yeah, like I said, the worst cereal I've ever eaten, I think. It's abomination of all abominations.
Oh, hell yeah. Was it Frosted Cheerios?
B. Frosted Cheerios are the shit.
I've never had them.
I don't remember. I mean, the last time I had it was a very long time ago, so I put them in C, but I feel like, I don't know.
Something that's missing are the Olympic Cheerios that had regular Cheerios, Frosted Cheerios, and the whole grain Cheerios.
Oh,
all
yeah,
three of them in there. Those were really, really good because it was like just enough sweetness from the Frosted Cheerios and like the different flavor from the others. Those are great, but Frosted Cheerios are awesome.
Yeah.
There were Olympic ones?
Yeah. They used to have them when we were kids. Yeah. I don't think they do it anymore.
Shit. Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's taken over by Sonic at this point.
Yeah. So moving on. Goddamn,
hold on,
Sonic.
Hold on. You forgot Honey Nut.
Yeah, you forgot Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, because they have it over in Honey Nut
H.
Cheerios. Yeah. So Honey Nut Cheerios.
A.
Solid
love.
D again.
No. Honey Nut Cheerios are mwah.
I gave it
so
a
good.
C because it's just not as bad as regular Cheerios.
No.
They don't have apple cinnamon Cheerios. Apple cinnamon Cheerios are straight up S. Those things are great.
Do they make those anymore?
Yeah, they do. They're still good.
I should probably try those.
Yeah, you should. They're great.
Yeah, I love Honey.
I like the Apple Jacks.
They're better than Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks. I'll tell you right now, they're better than Apple Jacks.
Damn. I might have to try them. Moving on from Honey Nut balls of yarn to Rice Chex. I have standard Rice Chex at S tier. I love me a bowl of Rice Chex, and I know that makes me sound like an old
it
fuck.
It sure does. A bowl of mild farina.
Yeah. I think we all have our, like, one old person cereal that's on here.
I sure do.
regular Rice Chex, D.
I put C. They're fine. There's nothing special.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
I think I just grew up on them. I've always had, like, a box of Rice Chex in my house, so. But I don't like the, like, mixed stuff.
Huh.
Like, the dry stuff. Like, it's got Rice Chex. It's got, like, pretzels and shit and all that shit.
Oh, Chex Mix?
Chex Mix?
Yeah,
you
Chex
get
Mix.
The fuck
like
out of
Mix.
Here. Are you kidding? Yeah. Chex Mix is awesome.
I don't like the rest of the shit.
No. Chex Mix is the shit.
Chex Mix is S tier.
Chex Mix is only Chex is only good when you add whole milk to it.
Yeah.
What?
Hold on, we did have this argument when we did chips with Greg, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. But when it came to Chex Mix, like, what did you always go for?
The sourdough pieces are the best pieces.
Exactly. The sourdough pieces. Little like basically croutons, but
see,
it's like...
You need to listen to the chip episode, because I think I told you to, because there's a lot of things that you agree with me on that both TJ and Greg gave me a hard time about, and I want someone to agree with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Not a fault, you're wrong.
Yeah, you need to send me that. I'll rate it, and then I'll listen to that episode and then come back and update you guys.
Next up is, I think it's Raspberry Chex.
Raspberry Chex?
Never.
No, cinnamon.
Cinnamon Chex.
No, the blue box?
That's blueberry Chex.
Blueberry Chex.
Oh, they're good.
A blue box would be raspberry.
I don't know.
Blue raspberry?
Yeah.
I put them at B because they're good. I've had them.
I've never had them. No. But I also hate. I don't hate. I do not like blueberries. So
I had Chex and was like, "This is good enough for me."
Never need to improve.
Nope. Cinnamon Chex.
Never
also B. They're fine.
I've never had them too. Chips Ahoy.
I don't think I've had the Chips Ahoy.
Never had them.
Cereal.
I've had them.
Are they bad?
And this is going to be shocking since I eat Chips Ahoy by the fucking boatload.
It's not going to be shocking.
Abomination.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't like them in the slightest.
That's why I haven't had them, because I'm like, these are going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Plus, they're not the Chips Ahoy you eat.
Right. They are Chips Ahoy cereal.
Yeah, but you also eat Chewy Chips Ahoy.
No, he eats regular.
I eat the regular ones,
too.
Chewy's also really good, but Chewy Chips Ahoy and regular Chips Ahoy have entirely different flavors.
Yes.
They're both just somehow as good as each other.
Yeah. It's the salt. They're salty cookies.
They are.
Yeah, they are. How about, was it Cinnabon?
Never had.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I've never seen this thing, let alone fucking had it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I will shock people and say that I've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You haven't?
Really?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a double S tier. It is the best cereal ever made, and most people agree with me on that.
I would agree on that one.
I gave it a solid D. No, I give it an A. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I was about to stab you.
No. It's good. It's a good cereal. I will. It stands up to the milk. It's got a great cinnamon flavor.
Yep. I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch sprinkle that I got. It's like seasoning, so I like make toast or something with like cream cheese on it and put a little Cinnamon Toast Crunch on sprinkle on there. It's so good.
Put that shit on popcorn.
I'm going to. I haven't made popcorn yet, but that's the first thing I thought of. That's actually why I bought it. I was like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch popcorn, hell yeah.
I wonder if it'd be better if you just poured Cinnamon Toast Crunch and ground it up and then sprinkle it over. Would it be better than just the seasoning?
Yeah, it might. You'd have to get a food processor though, because it'd be like really fine.
Yeah. Because that's what we used to do.
Worth it.
The Regal theaters used to do that. They used to sell like little packets of that when you bought your popcorn.
Yep.
You get like a cinnamon one, a cheese one, and then there's a third one that I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I always got the cinnamon. That shit was
cool. Cool Ranch Dorito is what you need to put on popcorn.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I would. Well, I'd pour that in everything.
Yeah,
but
I would just drink it.
Store. Yeah. Next up is the life of my life.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
You missed one.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's one more. French Toast Crunch.
Yeah, French Toast Crunch. You also miss Cookie Crisp.
Cool.
No, that's after Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay. Then why are we at
Right. No, no, no. Right. Okay. Well, I guess we're kind of doing them. So we did Chips Ahoy.
You said the light of your life. I thought you meant life cereal. And I was like, how do we get to L already? Oh. I get you. Okay. I'm back on track.
No.
Yeah.
So what was the other cinnamon toast?
French Toast Crunch.
The French Toast Crunch.
French Toast Crunch. I've never had that either.
I feel like I might have had it, but I don't know. I'm going to say I have never had it.
I had it a lot as a kid. I give it an A. It's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it is damn good.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's a different shape, but it also tastes different. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like cinnamon and sugar. French Toast Crunch has more like a syrup flavor to it.
Yeah, the maple
butter
syrup.
And syrup.
Yeah, butter and syrup.
But the like cereal itself is also different. Like it looks more like toast.
Yes, it looks like little pieces of bread.
Rather than like a little ridged square. But if we did Chips Ahoy, then I feel like we also have to do
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Can I just jump out ahead of Cookie Crisp here and tell my tale?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. So I was abused as a child. My parents would not let me have Cookie Crisp. That was the one cereal we were not allowed to have. So when I was an adult, I was like, guess what, Mom? You can't control me anymore. I went out and bought a box of Cookie Crisp. And it was the worst cereal I have ever had, except for Chocolate Cheerios.
I fucking agree.
It's disgusting.
It is gross.
Like my mom was right. Like, what
if
the fuck is
like
that?
Cookie Crisp and Chips Ahoy cereal are the same fucking thing.
I bet they are. Horrible. Yeah. And that's why I would never eat Chips Ahoy cereal, because I'm like, Cookie Crisp already ruined my life once. Like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
CJ, Cookie Crisp.
It's an abomination. It's just not a fun. It's not a fun cereal to eat.
Yeah,
it's just
not good. I think Cookie Crisp is going to be the worst cereal.
Yeah, probably.
Cocoa Puffs, as I was talking about before, the light of my life.
Cocoa Puffs.
If there was a double S, triple S, Cocoa Puffs are going in there. I grew up on Cocoa Puffs. I will die on Cocoa Puff Mountain.
I gave it an A because I love Cocoa Puffs. Grew up on them. Yeah. And one of the keys, and we'll get to this later, is Cocoa Puffs taste as good now as they did when we were kids. They have not gotten any worse. The milk afterwards is delicious. Yeah. Just Cocoa Puffs are great.
That's the key, and why Cocoa Puffs are fucking S tier, because the cereal's good, they stand up to the milk, and when you're done, you get chocolate milk.
Right?
Yeah. And that chocolate milk is
it's good.
Cocoa Puff. Like, it's not standard chocolate milk, it's Cocoa Puff milk.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Yeah. I don't think anything's so going to be Cocoa Puffs.
I'm writing that down right now, because I think Cocoa Puffs is going to be our number one.
Yeah.
And I think Cookie Crisp is going to be.
Cookie Crisp and Chocolate Cheerios.
The only problem is that CJ's never had Chocolate Cheerios, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you got to go out and buy a box, and then we can amend the list and say that they tie for the bottom.
True. Moving from Cocoa Puffs to fucking Corn Flakes.
Well, I have cornflakes at D.
Abomination?
They're so boring.
Again,
no.
It's another you find in a hotel because they got rid of all the eggs and stuff because you woke up too late.
Get rid of all the eggs.
And you're buffet, just like, I need to eat something, and all they have is Cheerios and cornflakes left. Fuck
to
me,
it just tastes like Steve at the Frosted Flakes factory fucked up and didn't have enough time to frost the flakes, so he just stuffed it in a box and he was like, get it out the door. And like, it's just not sad. It's sad, just like regular Cheerios.
Yeah, to me, cornflakes taste like they're made by somebody who wanted to try and stop people from masturbating. Oh, wait, that's true. And it worked.
If I have a bowl of cornflakes, I am so sad. Yeah. I don't want to jerk off anymore. Yeah. Nailed it.
When I'm trying to like hold back, I think about cornflakes. You know, people think about baseball and they're trying not to get a boner. I think about cornflakes.
Yeah. Baseball, Nick and Grandma, cornflakes, that did it. Where did you put them, CJ? I didn't even hear you.
I still gave them a D. They're next to Cheerios.
Okay,
if it's there, I'll still eat them. They're not
they're not gag worthy, but they're
I might sprinkle some sugar on there or something. put some fruit in there. But if you're doing cornflakes, you have to do, I feel. You have to continue on the cornflake.
Yeah, and do Frosted
Flakes.
Oh, there's
more cornflakes?
Special K.
I was doing them in... Special K is a cornflake? Oh.
It's just like the Kellogg stuff.
The Kellogg's cornflakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go in the order we got.
Yeah,
here,
let's just go in alphabetical order. Okay, track. Fine.
Fine.
Pops. I gave it a solid C.
I gave it a B. I like Pops.
Yeah, Pops is another one where I'm just like, I'm not sad that I got this, but there could be other better stuff.
They have a little bit of a waxy thing that I don't love to them, but they just taste good.
Abomination.
Oh,
what?
Damn.
I do not like Pops. Nope. I don't like them.
I didn't think it was that
bad. No, there's going to be a lot in my abomination.
Were you abused as a child?
I was. Specifically by
a box of Pops.
Yeah. By my Pop, yeah.
Pop Pops.
Pop Pops.
Going on from Pops to, what the fuck is it? Crackling
Oat Bran?
Oat Bran?
Never had.
Oof. Double S tier, guys. Crackling outfit.
You.
That's like,
I've never had. That's super old.
Yeah,
person
that's like
cereal.
An old man would be like, dude, that's gross. That's old.
This is my bran. I need my bran.
Yeah, yep. I have enough problems shitting. I don't need more.
No, but this will help you.
How about the Eggo cereal?
Surprisingly good. I gave it a C because they only had the regular one in here. There's also a blueberry one, which is even better. But it tastes like Eggo waffles. I like it.
Oh well. I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah, me too. Never had it. How about Fruit Loops?
A.
D.
I got a B. I mean, it's not the first one I'll pick off a shelf, but I'm not sad if I got it either.
I love Fruit Loops. No. I think they're good.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh shit!
I gave it a B because it's like corn flakes, but they added what I actually am looking for in a cereal, which is just sugar.
I got an A. I really like Frosted Flakes.
They get boring to me after a while, so that's why they're a B.
It's not something you eat constantly. You don't get like the fucking family size box.
Right.
You're like, I'll eat this once in a while. Hopefully, other people eat it too, and then we can throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I put them next to Frosted Cheerios. C.
Mini wheats, frosted mini wheats.
I gave those a B.
Gave them a C.
Yeah, I like them, but there are times where I'm just like really not in the mood for them. But like, I feel like when I am in the mood for them, they taste really good to me. And then when I'm not in the mood for them, I'm just like, I don't want this. Like getting caught in the back of your throat and stuff.
I don't think I've ever had them.
What? That actually surprises me. Just like,
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those cereals. Like, why would you pick it up? Kind of thing. I don't know.
Against everything else that's on a shelf, you're going for Frosted Mini Wheats. Golden Crisps.
Okay, I have issues with this.
Golden
Crisps. First off, it's in my S tier, but not Golden Crisp because there's a far superior, and it's Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Honey Smacks are better than Golden Crisp. 100%
Honey
agree.
Honey Smacks are way better than.
I would 100% agree with that. I would put Honey Smacks in like a B. Golden Crisp, I don't think I've ever had.
It is the fucking best. I love Honey Smacks. I've had both. So, Honey Smacks is...
Honey Smacks are good. Golden Crisp, not
Golden
so much.
Crisp, I would still put like an A, but Honey Smacks. Hold on. I do have a fun trivia fact about Honey Smacks that I thought was funny. I have to find it now, though. It was... So the amount of sugar that is in a bowl of... like a standard bowl of Honey Smacks, a 3/4 cup serving... of this cereal has 15 grams of sugar, which is more than a glazed donut from Krispy Kreme.
Wow.
Yes.
That's how much sugar is in Honey Smacks. A single bowl, not even a full cup serving.
Yeah. And that's their bowl. Yeah. That's not like an actual standard bowl.
So like a full, imagine eating like a full cup. Like if you had a standard measuring cup, that would be close to eating 2 Krispy Kreme donuts.
This just let you know, Krispy Kreme donuts are healthy for you.
Yep,
I found that out about pizza. Pizza is better for you for breakfast than breakfast cereal is. So technically pizza is health food. Yeah. It's got vegetables, got dairy.
Yeah, it's got vegetables in it.
Yeah. And please let's all remember that all of these cereals are only part of a balanced breakfast. Yeah.
Right, because you have to insulin and you have to have orange juice.
Orange juice and milk.
Yep, and coffee so that it really goes through you quick.
Yeah,
And a piece of fruit.
Used to be a way bigger part of that fucking that food pyramid, food pyramid poop. Than yeah. they are now.
I don't think the
now,
food pyramid
sure.
exists anymore. No. I think we finally got rid of it.
No, it's just, like, a ball shit. At this point. Everything is disgusting. Yeah. Everything's bad for you.
Yeah.
How about Golden Grahams? I've never had.
Golden Grahams are good. I put them in a C. They're good.
I like them. I like them just as much as Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I know they're not the same, but they're similar.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them a B.
How about the Harambe cereal?
Yeah, never had that, but that's the first thing I thought.
No
I was
idea
like,
what that is.
Yeah, I was like, is Harambe on this box of cereal?
Yeah. So before the podcast, we kind of talked about this. This is like the Trader Joe's brand of cereals.
Oh, right.
I've never had Gorilla Munch.
Me either.
But like Trader Joe's has like the Annie's, the bunny chocolate bunny cereal, mm-hmm. which is fucking great.
It is good.
So good.
The fruit one, have, now I know you hate fruit cereal.
I've never had it.
The fruit one's not good, so you're not.
No, okay, good. Good. But because Gorilla Munch is on here, and like literally my favorite cereal is not on here, Puffins, specifically the peanut butter Puffins
yes,
cereal.
That's like the one that everyone loves.
Oh,
I've never had it, but.
God, the peanut butter Puffins cereal is so goddamn yeah. good.
I don't think I've ever bought anything from Trader Joe's.
Trader's got a lot of good stuff. Their frozen stuff is delicious.
Yeah, the frozen stuff is really good. Yeah, they have a lot of good cereal, but seriously, mm-hmm. fucking Puffins is the great. I love Puffins.
Their cheese doodles are also great. They have sour cream and onion cheese doodles, and they're amazing.
Yeah,
that seems like a weird combination.
They discontinue too much stuff though, which pisses me off.
Yeah,
like they used to have cookie butter cups. They don't. Cookie
oh my
butter
god,
cups
I
anymore.
Know what the fuck. Those were so good. Yeah. Dark yeah, chocolate they, cookie butter cups. Are you kidding
oh,
me?
These are way yeah. fucking too.
They also
for
sell
you.
These like little tiny ice cream cones.
I've had
They're
those.
So
aren't they
goddamn
great?
Good. Oh my god. Anyway, back to cereal.
How about Honey Bunches of Oats?
I have that at a B tier too. It's just like it's a solid cereal. Not great, but I'll
yeah,
eat it.
Weird. Yeah, I D. I don't yeah. know. It's
there's
it's
a lot of variations too.
I've never had it, so no idea on that one.
Oh. So
it's like cornflakes but plus little yeah. like honey crusts. Good
yeah and almond
yeah.
slivers
almond slivers
in it too there's two cereals there's another one that's not on here that I always think about when it comes to Honey Bunches of Oats is Grape Nuts
yep I haven't had Grape Nuts in a long time but that is the loudest cereal ever it's gravel
it is. Yeah I like Grape Nuts when you look at it in a bowl it looks awful
it does it looks
look
like
good.
Rabbit food
yeah it does it looks, but it's decent
it somehow
it's
tastes good.
Yeah, it's a good cereal.
How about Honeycomb?
I put it at a C. I remember it being like good when I was a kid, but I feel like I've had it as an adult and it just wasn't that good anymore. But it's very forgettable, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had Honeycomb cereal.
I just remember the mascot.
I don't think so either.
Mascot was like this big like fur ball. Like it was like Crash Bandicoot minus all the stuff that makes Crash Bandicoot cool. So it's like this, just like just a ball of fur with like crackhead eyes and a big
yeah.
You're probably a crackhead if you're eating this. So.
True.
It's just all those like Fever Dream '90s commercials.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what the name of the cereal is, but donuts.
Donuts. It's dude. Yeah. Really? It's the little
I know
powdered
the donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah, I know the little powdered donuts, but I've never seen the cereal.
It's that
before.
Cereal.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
I've never had it.
I can guarantee you, they're terrible.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm sure they are.
Because I love how they just take things that they have, shrink them down, and go, it's a cereal now.
And make it hard
Sometimes
and crunchy, like, every once in a while, but not usually.
How about the Go Lean brand of cereals?
Never had.
Never had, but never will.
Nah, let me tell you
I'll
one
die
thing.
In that grave.
Cereal isn't what's going to make me go lean.
Yeah.
I need about, like... 3.5 hours of liposuction before I can get there. I'm not gonna fucking eat lean cereal. Come on.
Also, couldn't you just take those Kashi bars and just like
crunch them up,
open them up over a bowl of milk, and they would just fall in?
That's the whole. Yeah, that's the whole point of eating a Kashi bar is you have to eat it over a bowl, and when you're done eating it, you have enough in the bowl to have cereal.
It's like the crumbs everywhere bars. Like you might as well just get a bag of granola instead of making your own granola. It's just extra work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually do make my own granola.
Paul.
You hipster. You piece of shit.
You son of a bitch.
It has lots of chocolate in it.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
How about Kix? I got a D. It's one of those cereals that I'm just like, it's another hotel cereal for me.
Dominic?
I got a story. So,
oh no,
I loved.
Did you get beaten by Kix too?
I did. I got kicked when I was a kid.
Is that what happened? Your pop hit you, kicked you, and my that's why I hate
my pops.
Kicks.
Kicked me.
Sounds like I got a story. I begged my mother for Kix. She said, "Damn it, mom, I'm an adult now."
I loved Kix when I was a kid. And my dad also loved Kix. We got a box of Kix. Like, this is probably like 10 years ago or so. We bought a box of Kix, and both of us. We're just like, what the fuck did they do? It tasted so bad. They are completely different than what they were, what they used to be. So I have them in abomination because A, they're not good. So like I would probably give them like a D, just straight taste. But like the pure burn of like they used to be like an A or a B tier cereal and now they're disgusting. Like it makes me mad because I'm just like, what did you do to this cereal? They used to be delicious. Nope.
They
terrible.
They just... what did they do all cereal? They took the sugar out.
Yep. They took
the gluten
out. It wasn't
the 90s anymore. Yeah. They took the gluten out. They took the gluten out of the cereal.
No.
Wait, isn't most of this cereal corn based?
Probably.
It's abomination. CJ? It's abomination.
Oh, damn.
I think Kix is the worst cereal on this list, to be honest.
How about Crave?
Wait, where did you have it, TJ?
Oh, I have it at D.
We were so close to having a bottom of the barrel tie.
It's not terrible, but like it's not anything I'm gonna go home and cry about.
Yeah. I might.
How about Crave?
Crave is good. I got it at a B.
I've never seen this. What is it?
It's just like, I don't know, a little pod that has chocolate. Yeah.
It's like a chocolate Pop Tart. That's the best way to describe it. They have a bunch of different flavors. It's like crunchy on the outside and like a little bit soft on the inside. It's a newer cereal for sure. But it's good. I like it.
Yeah. I've definitely had it before. I put it at a D cause I don't really remember it, but I know like if I saw it, I might just grab it just cause I haven't had it in a while and I want to try it again. But, I don't remember it being bad.
How about there's two Life cereals here, but I don't know what they are.
There's regular Life and then either Whole Grain Life or Cinnamon Life. They're both D.
It's cinnamon.
Life's not that good.
Okay.
If you haven't been listening to me for the past 6 years, life ain't good.
Yeah, no. Life cereal to me is an abomination. Life is an abomination. Yeah, life sucks. Life's an abomination. Oh, God. Guys, we're millennials.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
Yeah, life is an abomination is literally the millennial slogan.
Life is that old person cereal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
That's because
like,
their lives were good and our life sucks.
They ate life and it got better.
Yeah.
They ate life by the balls. Wait, hold on.
Oh, boy. So next up is Lucio. What the fuck is
Lucio
this?
Lucio O's from Overwatch.
Lucio O's
no one's
from
eaten
Overwatch.
This.
Why is this on here?
No one's
I
had
don't
it.
Know
Yo,
why
is this on here is correct. Like,
I think that's like just a joke.
Yeah, no one's eaten this cereal.
No one's eaten that. Another good one. Lucky Charms. I would say if it had the original recipe from when we were kids, this would be ultimate S tier.
Really? I have it at C because like I've never loved it. I've always been fine with it, but the marshmallows are waxy and weird, and the not marshmallow pieces are kind of just like, I don't know, an obstacle
to
get to the marshmallows. Yeah.
They're worse Cheerios.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a D. It's not a full abomination, but when I ate this cereal, I basically ate it until I ran out of marshmallows and then didn't want to eat it anymore.
Right. So if they made like an Oops All Berries version where it was like Oops All Marshmallows, it might be a B tier because the marshmallows are still not that great.
I think they did.
Did they?
And then it just got discontinued because it's just a bowl of sugar.
Still doesn't taste that good.
I have it at A. Also, if you go to Stop and Shop, there is a Stop and Shop brand Lucky Charms that is amazing.
See, that's the thing is I've always felt that off-brand Lucky Charms are better than actual Lucky Charms. Yeah.
It's because they add all the sugar back in.
Yeah, the sugar back.
So it tastes better. How about some Nutter Butter?
Some Nutter Butter. I've never had this cereal.
I've never had Nutter Butter, nor would I ever.
I don't think I have
just
either.
Just because of the name.
Yeah.
Well, Nutter Butter
like
cookies
butter.
Are great.
Yeah, you don't like peanut butter, so.
Yeah, I'm not a peanut butter person.
Yeah, Nutter Butter cookies are great.
So, never had. Oreo O's.
A.
A.
Oh, damn. I you've never had.
Loved Oreos. Oh, my
are
God.
They? Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't, they're so good. Here's the thing. They don't taste like Oreos. If no. someone tells you they taste like Oreos, they're wrong.
They don't.
They taste entirely different. Wrong. They taste entirely unique, and they're fucking good. It's yeah. the only thing that I can say that like Oreos as a cookie are S tier, and Oreo O's are almost as good. Like there's nothing else that's like that. Whereas like the
100%.
Yeah, there's just something about it. It's mm-hmm. delicious.
Yeah, where the original turned into a cereal are both good.
Yeah, even though they taste completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably why it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, how about right. Some Cocoa Pebbles? Cocoa. I have this in Abomination.
I also have they're it in Abomination. Yeah, they're gross.
I almost put it in Abomination. I don't like Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles. I think they both taste
agreed.
Bad.
Agreed.
Yeah, they taste bad.
I have and them both in Abomination.
The yeah. minute you put milk on them, they just disintegrate.
Right? And yeah. like, they just don't taste good.
Yeah, they're not good.
We were talking about Crave, so Pop-Tarts, the cereal.
Never had it.
Never had it either, but I would say that it's
say
probably
A.
disgusting.
I can see it in his face. He's going to say
you're
A.
a dickhead.
It's an A.
I fucking you're knew it.
I remember this cereal came out. Oh my God, this Pop-Tart cereal was so fucking good. And it came out again, and I still haven't gotten it, and I need to get it. I don't know if it's like, if I can still find it at this point, but
oh it's all stores. I still see it.
Is it like Crave, where it's got like a gooey center to it?
It's just little tiny Pop-Tarts. They're so good. Oh my God. It's
maybe
fantastic.
I'll pick up a box if they have a chocolate fudge one.
Yeah. I don't remember which
they don't
like,
have chocolate
type
fudge.
Of Pop-Tart.
They have strawberry, and then they might have cinnamon brown sugar.
They have natural.
Yeah, cinnamon brown sugar Pop-Tarts are delicious.
Exclusively at Walmart. Okay.
Well, there's a Walmart. Let's go.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
So that's all for us this week.
Gotta go to Walmart.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Okay. Oh. I'm gonna walk this back.
What'd you do?
I have never had this cereal before.
What? Wait,
what I am talking about and where that's I've crazy. Mistaken this is they used to sell mini Pop-Tarts.
I remember
and
that.
For whatever reason.
No, you put them in milk, that. Didn't you? You stupid
I
bastard.
Might have.
You asshole.
I think I have. You get little
they
packs.
Do that again.
Yeah, they sell those.
Things of small
the little tiny mini Pop-Tarts. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah,
those
I've never
are
had
gross.
This before.
So like, they also sell like mini Chips Ahoy. I bet you if you put those in milk, they'd probably be really
they'd
good.
They'd probably be better, yeah. All right, never mind. I take it back. I've never had these before. They're getting nope. out of bay.
Oh,
but
right.
mini Pop-Tarts are fantastic.
The ultimate old person cereal, Raisin Bran.
See,
no comment.
Fucking Obama, fucking nation.
Now you're just trolling.
Gross.
Me?
No, TJ. Obama nation for Raisin Bran.
No,
come on,
it is not. First off,
old person cereal.
You're an old person.
No. It is one of my go-tos. It is an A. I fucking love Raisin Bran. I love Raisin Bran. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
We're gonna talk about mortgages next, and
we are. But I will say,
I had to pay my mortgage today. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Speaking of friends, too, Raisin Bran Crunch. I feel doesn't add anything else to the party, but it's still good.
See, this is where we're gonna fight because I put that in an A because I feel that it fully adds to the party. That crunch yeah. makes it way better cereal to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I already love Raisin Bran Crunch. Raisin Bran, the crunch isn't going to bring it up to an S tier for me. Like, it's all A.
Okay.
Everything is A.
I have Raisin Bran at C because I'm like, it's fine. Raisin Bran Crunch is an A because, like, there's just something about that crunch is real good.
But it also depends on what, like, raisin cornflake cereal you get. It really does.
What do you mean?
And you, like, there are some where the raisins are, like, horrible and like small dried like
oh,
hard
right.
ass
yeah.
raisins and the cornflakes aren't good, but like Raisin Bran is good.
So
but you also have to get your bag and you have to turn it so the raisins don't all fall to
the bottom
of the bag.
Yeah, because then you'll get all cornflakes and then all raisins.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I agree with you. Some of like the off-brand Raisin Brans, like they add like extra sugar and then the raisins just taste like fruit snacks at that point and it's not good.
Yeah.
Raisin Bran is the way to go.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never had Crunch once because I heard I got Raisin Bran and went, that's enough for me.
You went to Raisin, you were like, garbage.
Goodbye.
Garbage.
Reese's Puffs.
Fucking S.
Abomination.
You what? Son of a ball sack.
What?
It's the peanut butter. It gets me every time.
There's
it's
something so about good. It. It's so good.
I haven't had it in a while, but it's an A for me. I bet if I had it again, it would go up to an S.
So peanut butter crunch is like the peanut butter balls basically taste the same as Reese's Puffs, just without the chocolate. So it's like basically all the peanut butter portion of Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
They taste pretty similar.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but all the fruit flavor cereals at the bottom of my list, all the chocolate are at the top of my list.
Yep.
How about some Rice Krispies? I got into a solid B.
Yeah, I did too. B.
Yeah, I had that B because Rice Krispies
sprinkle a little sugar on it.
That's exactly it. Rice Krispies are really good if you put sugar on them. If you just eat them plain, they're kind of boring.
Yeah.
So that's why I have it at a B, because it's like, it sucks normally, but if you put sugar on it, it actually turns into a really good cereal.
Yeah.
And then Rice Krispie Treats comes into play for me, too.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's the reason why you buy the fucking box.
Make Rice Krispie Treats with Oreo O's.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Oh, God. how about chocolate Cocoa Krispies?
They're actually worse. I put C.
Fucking S tier.
Really?
Abomination.
Wow.
Abomination.
No.
Never liked them that
gross.
Much.
Oh, I love Cocoa Rice Krispies, man.
They're so gross.
Oh,
how about
God.
These s'mores?
I have those at C. They're actually not
cereal.
Bad.
I've never had them.
Pretty good.
I feel like I remember like the tiny ass marshmallows. Mm-hmm. I may have had them.
You
to
probably
be honest.
Did.
I don't know.
How about Sour Patch?
Never had.
No.
I've seen
never
it.
Had.
I'm like, I would try it because I love Sour Patch Kids, but nah.
All right. Another old person cereal, Special K.
So there's two Special Ks on here.
Yeah. There's original and then
Extra Crispy.
Berries?
So,
yeah,
so
berries.
Original Special K, I put in C because it's a cornflake. It's better than cornflakes, but it's a cornflake.
Never had it.
The other versions of Special K, there's a lot of them. So I think, yeah, the one that they have the picture of is berries, which are pretty good. But they have a lot of them. There's one with little chocolate bars. There's one that's vanilla and almond crunch. There's one that has blueberry and lemon crunches in it. I put this, and I'm not kidding, at S tier because Special K is one of my go-to cereals. I either get the lemon and blueberry one or I get the chocolate one. And there's another cinnamon one that's really good too. But the blueberry lemon and the chocolate one are so, so good that even though it's like kind of a shitty cereal, it makes me feel a little bit better about eating cereal in the morning. So that's my old person go-to cereal.
Nice.
Especially that lemon and blueberry crunch, man, is so good.
Huh.
CJ,
I've never had them before, so
same. I've never had them either. Again, old people cereal. So how about mini wheats?
Did we already go through mini wheats?
These are maybe they're cinnamon mini wheats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're cinnamon frosted mini wheats. Those are cinnamon ones. Okay. I thought there might have been strawberry. I don't know.
I don't know.
The regular frosted mini wheats are the best ones. The blueberry ones are also good. Everything else is just mediocre.
I just see the frosted mini
wheats.
It's a
red box.
Orange. Yeah. Orange red box.
Oh, yeah. They're there. Yeah. I've never had them. It's a strawberry. Yeah. I've never had them.
That's a strawberry. They're okay.
Yeah. They're strawberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberry mini wheats.
This fucking pumpkin spice ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What dickheads.
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably like that. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a basic bitch. Like, I like PSLs.
Yeah. You are basic bitches. How
Same.
About Trix?
A.
I got a C.
D.
I put them at A because they recently brought the actual fruit shapes back.
They did.
For a long time, they just started making regular
balls. Yeah.
And they all had their individual flavors and it just wasn't as fun. And for some reason, it didn't taste as good. It probably
it wasn't
tasted
as
the
fun
same
as in my mouth.
Yeah. But there's something about having the fruit flavors that makes it taste better. So I put it at A.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that C. They're okay. I'm not wild by them.
And it's a fruit cereal, so CJ has an S, I assume.
Yep.
D.
how about waffle? What is it? Waffle crisp?
Waffle crisp.
I put that at C also.
Yeah,
I've never had them.
It's fine.
It's a Standard D.
Yeah, it's a mediocre cereal.
How about them Wheaties, yo?
C.
D? I've never had them.
They have nice pictures on the box. That's about it.
So here's what you do with Wheaties. You melt some good chocolate, and you put the Wheaties into that chocolate, and you stir it up, and you just like dollop out like little spoonfuls and let it harden, and you get these little chocolate-covered like Wheaties. Oh, those shit are S tier. Like,
so what you're saying is if you take anything and dump chocolate all over it, it makes it better?
Yes. Yes,
yeah, we should try those with some of the fruity fucking
That's
cereal.
Actually a good idea. We'll see if you'll eat the fruity cereals, and why don't we get all of these like abomination cereals like Cookie Crisp and Chocolate Cheerios and dump actual chocolate on them and see if they're edible.
Yeah. I mean, they might be. We'll just make Rice Krispie treat like out of everything.
Yeah.
And just see what's actually good.
What's actually good and what's not. That's all the cereals we got. If we missed your cereal, shout out to us. If we're wrong about our lists, where Cena and Dom are most likely wrong.
Yeah, okay.
shout out to us as well. And if you can find this on Tier Maker as well, it's just cereal tier list maker.
So official rankings, it looks like we have Cocoa Puffs at the top and Cookie Crisp at the bottom.
Yep.
Which honestly,
what was the most divisive one?
The Apple Jacks, because you and actually there was actually a couple. There was a couple of them that was like SA abomination. There was another one that
Kicks, I
Reese's
think?
Puffs. Reese's Reese's Puffs. I had S. You had A, and TJ had abomination.
Yep.
Kicks. No, I had abomination.
Cocoa Crisp? No, I thought it was Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa Krispies. I had it C. You had it S, and I think.
TJ had abomination. Yeah, that one I think is the most divisive.
I guess, Cocoa because we're like all over the board with that.
Oh, you fuck. Rice Tracks? Maybe? No. Yeah,
we had all in the middle. You had it at A, I had it at B or C or something. It's all medium.
Cocoa Puffs, maybe?
Cocoa Puffs was the best cereal.
Yeah, that was the best.
We all had Cocoa Puffs at the top, and we all had Cookie Crisp at the bottom.
Yep.
And
well, tell us how you guys liked Apple Jacks, because that's for realsies up there, mm-hmm. and these guys are wrong.
What are you fucking talking about? I had it at B, you dickhole.
It wasn't high enough. I'm going to go eat some now.
You should.
Bite. So that's all for us this week. Thanks for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say cereal.
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 Cookie Crisp.